In this, the third installment of the Pocahontas County School Superintendent's June Report, Terrence Beam tells us about an employee survey. He begins by explaining the reasons for the survey.
When I was a principal back in Nicholas County, I used to do this every year. I wanted to know what direction our school was going in, what changes need to be made. You're going to get the random negativity. But if you see a pattern of something, then you got to say, maybe there's some real credence to this because we're hearing it from more than one person. It's important that we give our employees an opportunity to respond to a variety of questions. So I came up with 6 questions, and then I responded to their responses.
A 9-page summary of these responses received to the 6 survey questions and Mr. Beam's answers to those responses can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Mr. Beam comments for us on some of what he sees as the more important issues brought to light by the survey.
One of the first things we always get is you need to cut at that board office. Well, we've cut at this board office till there's not much left to cut. When I was director of federal programs and Dr. Bechtel was our superintendent, Christina Smith and I were in the back doing the curriculum. Well, now Dr. Bechtel's gone and Christina's gone, and now this year Jared's gone. I'm the only one left, so that's 2 positions less than we had before. We have added back 1, which was Lori Doolittle's truancy diversion program, but that's not paid with our county money. That's paid through a grant the state provides because they require us to have a truancy diversion specialist, and they fund that. They say, well, you have too many secretaries up there. We have 5 secretaries right now. Believe me, they stay busy. Could we get by with 4? Probably. There's 2 reasons I didn't make a cut in secretary at this office. RESA 4s have been eliminated by our state legislature. So our secretaries are probably going to be taking on more duties that RESA did before. That's one reason. The other reason is this, and this is one that people just do not understand. If I go down the hall and I take our least senior secretary and cut that position, that employee doesn't lose their job. They bump another position in our county, so it's another secretary that loses their job, not the one at the board office. Because they are cut, they bump into a less senior position. But I gave them an opportunity to explain what they thought about reconfiguration of our schools. We are very aware we simply can't afford to keep 5 schools up in Pocahontas County, and we asked for their input. There was 2 basic things that came out of that. One was that we go with 2 pre-K-12s, 1 at each end of the county. Another one was that we go with 2 pre-K-8s, the 1 at Green Bank as it exists, make Monta Middle School a pre-K-8, and then keep your 9 through 12 high school. There were several responses, and I'm just reporting what I was given, that we should close Hillsboro. And that's a very sticky point for a lot of people. We did talk to the SBA. Basically, they told us that it would be a waste of our time to go back down there until at least 2019 to even ask for any money. And I also asked them to comment on the performance of their principal at their individual school. And it was very consistent what we saw. The employees seemed to feel like all the principals care about the kids and that they're respectful of the way that they teach their classes, but they feel like that sometimes communication needs to be improved and maybe a more consistent discipline of students. That's basically what our survey was. There were some good things said. There were some negative things said. Some things were accurate. Some things were inaccurate.
Mr. Beam mentioned at least 2 changes that they are making because of the responses to this survey.
We'll do 2 different things. One, starting July 1st, we're going to be placing all job postings on our school messenger because people don't check emails a lot in the summer. They're not in the schools to see the postings. And the last thing we want people to think is we're trying to put a position out there that nobody knows about. Also, I'm going to be creating an advisory council starting this fall made up of a professional and a service from each school that would not be including the principal and the faculty senate president. I already meet with those people regularly. These will be 2 individuals that simply want to be involved with communication between the central office and the schools.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.